USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Orlando police are reporting a suspect has been arrested in Florida this week in the alleged killing of Joseph Torres, a U.S. Army veteran of Afghanistan. The suspect, Sean Ingram Jr., also a veteran, stood in front of Torres and told him he could not pass in the wee hours of Sunday morning. If you're a Democrat, it's called voter restrictions. If you're a Republican, it's called voter integrity. Nonetheless, many states are now incorporating voter whatever you'd like to call it. The latest is Wisconsin, as legislators propose new election reform bills on Thursday. Officials in Maricopa County, Arizona, where a recount is taking place, acknowledge they did not have any control over the voting machines during the 2020 presidential elections. Epic Games versus Apple. Epic added its own in-app payment system to the Android and iOS versions of the game Fortnite last year and were immediately kicked out of Google and Apple's respective app stores. The trial began this week and should last for another 2 weeks. USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.